Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Today's guest is the market president of Merchants Bank in Northfield, Mr. Kirk Mullenbrook. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho. Folks like me on
the job 9 to 5. The president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho, as made official in a press release earlier, Thursday? Well, congratulations, Your Royal Highness. It's nice to finally have you in the official role.
Well, thank you. I kind of like the sound of that. A little bit embarrassing, but you know what? I think I could get used to that.
Oh, I hope you do. I hope you get used to it for quite some time.
Say it again.
Her Royal Highness, the Queen of all business in Northfield, Jane Bartho.
I hope my kids are listening to that. Yeah. So, thank you. Now, this is, as you were saying, this is my first chamber chat.
Yeah.
I've sat in with Mrs. Peterson in the past, but this is my first.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Kind of eager to get it moving. Yeah.
Well, seated to your left is His Royal Highness, the Queen of all, or the King, the Queen, the King of all money, I love to say, in Northfield, Minnesota, Mr. Kirk Mullenbrook. How are you, sir?
Oh, good, Rich. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, your real title is the Market President of Merchants Bank here in Northfield.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I, too, want to congratulate Jane on this recent announcement. It's great.
Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well-deserved, and we're happy for her.
Right. For those of us who have worked with the Chamber for at least 4 years, Jane's always been a great face and a great voice to be working with, a great mind to be working with. And I, just as on a personal note, I want to say congratulations, too, because in my mind, when Lisa stepped away, there was only one choice to make.
Oh,
so
thank you.
This is great.
It's bittersweet. I really appreciate the trust and to be able to do this job. I feel very confident, but Lisa was big shoes to fill.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We actually need to get you on the morning show sometime soon to talk about like your vision for the chamber, because this show is not necessarily quite the place for you to do that, because we want to focus
on spotlight.
Yeah, with Chamber Chat, we want to focus on members of the chamber.
Do. Exactly.
Like great members of the chamber, like Merchants Bank.
Well, thank you very much.
Stakeholder members, absolutely.
Stakeholder members, exactly. Jane, what is a stakeholder member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce?
That's a great question. Well, when 2020 came in and we couldn't do events, our board and Lisa Peterson decided to hire a consultant with regards to tiered dues, tiered benefit packages, and the most endearing package we have is the stakeholder level, and it's for a member just who throws himself out in the community and does wonderful things for the community, wants to be seen as a quality community supporter, business supporter, both large and small business supporter. And one of my favorite parts is the stakeholder member has the ability to gift a chamber membership to a nonprofit, minority-owned nonprofit of their choice.
Oh, really? Gosh, give a nonprofit an actual membership in the chamber.
Yeah, yep. And some nonprofits, have paid staff. Some do not. But it's the core of that stakeholder member, where their passion lies.
Yeah.
It kind of identifies what more they want to do for the community and which areas are just near and dear to their hearts. And we'd love to tell that story for them.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And through pictures and videos and just let the community know, besides being a service providing a product, they just put themselves into the community in a bunch of ways too. So
that's really cool. And that's a good way to describe Merchants Bank, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, we're very proud to be a stakeholder member. We understand the importance of being active with the local Chamber of Commerce. You know, the opportunity for advocacy for small and large business. There's no question mm-hmm. about it. But it gives us an opportunity for our team to get out and be active in the community
yeah.
and show that we're here to support day in and day out all of our customer base and the both the retail and the consumer marketplace.
All right. Before we get into all the really cool stuff that Merchants does, let's talk about the really cool person that you are, Mr. Mullenbrook. We were just talking outside. You and I both came to Northfield within about 6 months of each other. You moved here in August of 2020, or yeah. 2002, I should say.
Yeah. My wife, Lori, and I and the kids had an opportunity to move to Northfield in August of 2002. And it's been a wonderful 20 years here in the marketplace.
What brought you to Northfield?
Well, at the time I was working for a different financial, and we had been living in Rochester for 14 years okay. prior to that. And an opportunity to move to Northfield came up, and we jumped at that opportunity. The kids were young, and we made a home here and have decided to stay here for the long term. And for those 20 years, I had a chance to work in the marketplace here mm-hmm. in Northfield for mm-hmm. 3 years, and then a different opportunity came up, and I was a commuter for yeah. almost 16 years out of the market. Wow. But we chose to stay here, raise the kids, went through the school system, yep. and have never regretted that decision.
Yeah. You know, I did the same thing when we first moved to town. As I was commuting up to the Twin Cities for like 8 years. And at some point, I just made the decision, I want to live my life in Northfield. And that's a decision I have never regretted. I mean, and you've recently actually, the last couple of years did the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. About a year and a half ago, the opportunity to join the team at Merchants Bank yeah. came up. And it was wonderful to see such a longstanding community bank of Merchants coming to Northfield and being part of the acquisition of First National at the time.
Yeah.
And it's been a wonderful transition and inherited a great team,
right.
which was even better.
Right.
So we've had a chance to get to know each other over those last, 16 to 18 months, and we are continuing to do great work in the market.
Does your arrival with Merchants coincide with the merger of Merchants and First National, or did that predate you?
That predated me, okay. absolutely. Yeah, okay. An opportunity was open for the local market president position, and being a longtime native of the community, I yeah. thought, what a great opportunity, and it worked out on both sides,
right.
and just very, very pleased being part of this team.
So we are now a couple of years past the merger then, are we?
It is, yeah.
And I assume everything has been going pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every time, there's a merger, those change happens, right? And
right.
we're in the midst of that daily, but the marketplace is changing and the financial industry is changing day in and
yeah.
day out. You know, COVID
yeah.
created
oh,
differences for everyone in their finances. So we have learned to adapt and do things differently. But when it's all said and done, it's about our customers and doing what
right.
we can for them day in and day out.
I always have to ask this question because I like to think we're not completely through the pandemic yet, but I like to think we are. So what were the challenges that Merchants Bank in your branch had to deal with during COVID, and what has changed the way you do how has COVID changed the way you guys do business?
Well, it's a great question. During the heights of the COVID pandemic, I wasn't on the team yet.
Okay.
However,
okay.
here's
okay.
what was happening in most, and I do understand it here from our team, is that right on the heels of the merger,
yeah.
we had to close the branches,
oh.
which is always a difficult
yeah.
thing for any customer and for the staff.
Right.
And trying to be able to serve the customers with a change at the time and not being able to do it face to face, that's challenging. No
yeah.
question about it.
Yeah.
Right. But what we found is that many customers have learned new ways to do their banking, online banking, electronic means.
Mm-hmm.
That continues to grow across the board.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've also seen that our customers that come into the branches and use our drive-ups, that hasn't changed.
Right.
That stays busy, and we continue to serve those customers in those ways.
Yeah. All right. All right. So merchants, you know, we have a lot of banks in Northfield, and all of them, I want to say, they're all really good banks, right? I mean, there's good competition for you in this town. What does merchants do to separate itself and serve the Northfield community?
Sure. Well, it's a great question. And you're right. There are many great organizations and financials, no question about it. And folks in the marketplace always have a choice, right?
Right.
So from a merchant's standpoint, what I really enjoy being part of is that we have 23 locations, mm-hmm. which is really nice for a regional bank. You know, from the southern Twin Cities to Eau Claire to Rochester down to Winona to La Crosse. So there's many options for customers that are in that marketplace. We continue to focus a lot of time and attention on our commercial lending, ag lending, and we also have investment and trust services, which is really a nice new offering for our location here in mm-hmm. Northfield, is having the full trust capabilities as part of our organization.
Yeah, that's was that. I guess I didn't realize that wasn't part of what your predecessor
was able
to do. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I've got some interesting questions as well. Are you ready? See, I'm learning as Rich goes too. I did a little bit of research, just small research about how to actually interview on the radio.
Hey,
I know.
Well, that's
so.
Speaking of skills that your predecessor didn't have.
Oh, I learned a lot.
I adore your predecessor. She knows that I'm kidding her. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway,
I've learned a lot. So this is a really important one. What's your favorite food?
Oh, great question. I would have to say my favorite food is lasagna.
Oh.
Are you Italian at all?
I am not.
Yeah, okay.
No. But, you know, you can't go wrong with pasta, right?
True.
Right. Right. True. Well, yeah, speaking, looking at you, you absolutely have to have a pretty good metabolism to it. I even look at a pan of lasagna, I gain 7 pounds.
Okay, back to the lasagna.
Yeah.
Homemade?
Oh, certainly, yeah. You know, it's fun to be able to do that at home.
Do you have a secret recipe for it?
My wife does. Uh-huh. I've tried making her lasagna, but she does a better job by far.
Well, that's my favorite. My husband's favorite food is lasagna, and I'd never made it until he told me that. I'm like, oh, sure. But there's so much prep. So bless you guys that can do it. My favorite thing ever is when I found that no-bake noodle recipe where you put the noodles in nice and crunchy.
Yeah.
And then you just add extra water, and you have to cover it, though, so that the noodles kind of get soft like they're supposed to. But, between boiling the noodles and browning the hamburger and cutting the onions, not my favorite thing to do, but it is good. Yeah. So that's... I want to ask you your favorite restaurant for lasagna. Just, we don't want to leave anybody out around here.
There's a lot of good lasagna. I mean, frankly, almost by design, right? Lasagna, all lasagna is good.
Certainly.
Right? Okay.
Absolutely.
Or all that.
So how about a work question?
Yeah.
What would you do, or what do you wish you had known now that you didn't know when you were starting out?
Rephrase that again?
What do you wish you knew then?
What you know,
now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think looking back on my career, it's clear that you have to surround yourself with great people and let them do their work.
Excellent.
To me, watching team members thrive and do their best work by getting out of the way is something that I try to do on a day-to-day basis. Putting trust in those that we hire to do the work, and give them the tools that they need to be able to be successful. That's what I've learned throughout the 30 plus years of being in this industry.
Well, and when you're new, I mean, speaking from my experience, it's hard. When you're new, it's hard to give away a project that you know you can do.
Right.
But you've got to let some, I mean, you can't do it all, and making that team and you know, just rewarding them.
Yeah, no
for
question.
For a job well done.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. You know, there's a lot of moving parts in any business, right?
Right.
And you have to make sure that you're finding ways to attract and keep the best talent.
Right, right. How are things going as far as staffing goes at Merchants? I mean, how are you guys doing?
Staffing is a challenge, I think, across the board for
right.
many, right?
Yeah.
We're in pretty good shape right now. We've got one open position at the bank, but throughout the course of the last year, it's interesting, you know, opportunities happen for folks. You know, people move and then existing team members move up or move over,
mm-hmm.
and that creates another opportunity. So mm-hmm. we've had some movement around, which is good. It's healthy. Mm-hmm. Gives us an opportunity to bring new perspectives from people outside of the organization in. And frankly, it's fun to recruit because when we're talking about what we're trying to do for our customers day in and day out and help them financially,
mm-hmm.
It's a great career. And having the chance to sit down and talk to someone about that is always very rewarding.
Right, right. That's good. And you know, when you find someone and you bring them aboard and they stick. And they do a good job. How's that for rewarding? I mean, that's just, you know, yeah, I thought that person might be really good for the team. And as it turns out, they are. That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Yeah.
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 They stick. I like that.
Yeah.
When you hire someone, they stick.
It doesn't always happen.
No, I know, but that's a really visual and, yeah, they stick.
Yeah.
One more question. Do we have time for one more?
We started a little bit behind, so we've got a little time, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I do want to apologize to Kirk in advance that this is my first chamber chat. Normally, I would have probably given him these questions ahead of time.
Yeah.
So, but these are the questions that personally helps people listening to grow and just learn a little bit more about you.
Certainly.
I like the one. What advice would you give to somebody wanting to go into a baking career?
My first thought when you ask that question is finding someone that enjoys deepening relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, it can be perceived that banking is just transactional.
Mm-hmm.
You come in, you do something, and then you leave. But
almost by definition, it would seem that way, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And there certainly are a lot of transactions that occur in a bank, bank,
right.
day in and day out, right?
Right.
But those that enjoy this as a career and work for many years in it know that the importance of success is building relationships with
yeah.
customers and their coworkers and the community.
Yes.
It's kind of a three-pronged piece of it. So being relationship oriented is very, very important.
My parents, mm-hmm. I'm not an entrepreneur. But my parents were. They ran a small business. And growing up, I can remember my dad talking about his banker. And in fact, my mom, too, for that matter, because she did all the financial stuff. But talking about Dave all the time. And as a small business owner, there can't be another relationship more important than having a good one with your banker.
Well, appreciate you saying that. Yeah, it is really important. You know,
yeah.
communication amongst the bank and a customer is really important. And the other other key pieces in that, you know, is their accountant and their attorney
yeah.
and their banker. Those yeah. are all three really, really important pieces for a small business and in their growth mode or whatever they're trying to do and accomplish. We just want to try to be one of those partners
right.
on that three-legged stool.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So what do you want people to know right now today about Merchants Bank? What's going on at Merchants Bank? What are your initiatives at the moment? What are you focusing on right now?
Well, right now we continue to try to find ways to support our community first,
yeah.
Both from supporting nonprofits, being very active in local development when possible,
mm-hmm.
trying to find out new ways to serve our customers from product set and conveniences. That's an ongoing process, mm-hmm. always trying to figure out what is the best way to do it. But from our standpoint is, what do we do every single day on purpose to make sure that the customer experience mm-hmm. is very, very positive? Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to focus our time and efforts on.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Just to pull something out of the headlines, interest rates are on their way up. What are you saying to people right now who are worried about interest rates when it comes to borrowing, and maybe some people who are also maybe looking to stash a little money away at the moment?
Well, certainly, yeah. Interest rates are fluctuating all the time, right? And for how many years have interest rates been coming down and down and down and down? So now we've hit this trough, and things are starting to trickle back up. You know, my advice is sit down, talk to the bank, look at options for, you know, investment products, mm-hmm. Deposit products, CD products. You know, the rates are reviewed and looked at on a timely basis, right? And mm-hmm. we don't know what rates are going to do next week or next month or next year, right? So if someone's looking to purchase a home and it's the right time for them to purchase a home, yes, today's rates are a little bit higher than they were a year ago. We mm-hmm. understand that, but doesn't mean it's not the right time to go ahead and take that life-changing moment and actually make the purchase. We'll just sit down and work with you and figure out what's the best option.
I don't ever remember, and you know, I don't claim to be the greatest money mind in the world, right? But I don't ever remember thinking to myself, well, I need to buy a house, but I'm going to wait for the interest rates to drop another 0.75 point before I do it. I mean, it's kind of like having a baby. There's no, for lack of a better term, there's no good time to do it. You just do it when you need to do it, right?
Oh, certainly.
Or when you decide the best time to do it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Life circumstances happen, right? And then we can't control, you know, what the markets are going to be doing, both from the stock market to the bond markets and interest rate markets. Yeah. We don't control that. We just, in the moment, help our customers the best we can.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I thought long and hard about selling my house last year when things were going sky high.
Right.
I'm like, ooh. And then my husband said, and where would we move to?
Exactly.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah, that was something else. So, and I'm with you, Rich. I'm not a money-minded person. My husband's a lender. He ran the leasing office out of a bank, and so he does all of our finances for us, which is good and bad because, you know, do I trust that answer? I hope Dan's not listening now, but he might be. I love you, but no. And it was his birthday yesterday, so belated
happy birthday, Dan.
To Dan. Yeah. So, no, this is very fascinating. I'm going to bring this silliness into the conversation.
I love it. We need this.
Let's talk about the money machine. Crazy days and the money machine.
Absolutely. So a couple weeks ago during Crazy Days, our team, I wasn't aware we had this at Merchants Bank.
And Heidi
McCormick, our lead teller, informed me and said, Kirk, do you realize we've got the money blower machine down in our Winona office? And she brought it up and we had a lot of fun with it. We blew that up on the main street and had a chance right out in front of the bank to put some cash in there, some coupons, and kids and adults
were
getting in and giving it a try to catch a dollar or or maybe even a 10 was in there, sprinkled in.
How did I not know that was happening? I'd have been all over. I've got terrible hand-eye coordination, but I
then I would have been there with my camera filming that.
Which is
pretty cool.
That's why I wouldn't do it. Right?
It was fun. Yeah, it was well-received and something different that we hadn't done for, I'm sure, a period of time. And we look forward to doing something fun again next year.
Right. Excellent.
That was pretty cool. It was like 10 by 10. And Heidi said they actually inflated it inside the building. Were you there that day?
Well, they did a test run. Okay. I wasn't in the office that day, but it's pretty tall. So when we did inflate it for Crazy Days, it was outside.
So that was fun. One more?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Just kind of checking on my time here, too. How about a softball? What do you feel has been your biggest accomplishment so far in your career?
Oh, my biggest accomplishment, I think, is when part of my team has a chance to grow and have new opportunities. For me, it's not about my accomplishments. It's about what the team accomplishes. And watching people grow in their career and being able to mentor them and help them along the way is by far my biggest joy in my work.
That's awesome.
That's kind of been a pattern through all of your answers there. And I really, I see that. I appreciate that because it's can be challenging being a leader because it's not just about, you know, the things you do. It's the people you bring along. It's leading from beside. It's leading from behind. Sometimes you need to lead from behind to get your staff more confident and out there. And so that's, I like that's been your underlying answers through all these, and feels like you're in the perfect position to do that.
Well, you're very kind to say that. Yeah, it's fun to be surrounded by a group that really care about what they're doing and watching them do it. It's really fun.
I like to walk in and everybody's like, hi, Jane. Hi. It feels good. It feels like family, I guess. Right. You know, it's nice to walk in and be recognized. And those front-facing director of first impressions.
Absolutely.
People do their job well. They're very accommodating. And
Well, thank you. It's nice to know that you experienced that.
Right. We've banked there for years and years and years. It's nice to walk in and... My daughter needed a debit credit kind of card just to start managing money, and no questions asked. There you go. So she was trusted. She is a little saver, though, so you can't go wrong with her.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that great when you raise a kid and
that's a saver?
You find out they're frugal? That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That just gives you a little bit more security as a parent, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she is. My son enjoys shopping with his dad's credit card.
Oh.
He'll go grocery shopping for us and let's use this card. So we're still working on that. But
we see that often.
Do you guys do education in the high schools?
We try to find ways to get involved. We haven't been in the high school recently.
Okay.
I know part of my staff recently teamed up with Health Finders and did an evening with the Spanish-speaking community.
Yeah.
So that was a really nice entryway to get out and try to do some more in the community for financial literacy.
Yeah, cool. Anything else you want people to know about Merchants right now?
Well, right now it's a wonderful time to get to know our staff. We continue to... expand in the Northfield market with our team, and love to have new customers. But our existing customers, we really, really appreciate and look forward to working with them day in and day out.
Excellent. Jane, what's going on with the chamber in the next month or couple of months or whatever?
We do have an opening.
Oh,
we've got a job opportunity for a membership manager. Looking at increasing the base of our membership. And we just started posting this. I guess I wasn't quite sure how much I could move forward until the whole thing was official.
Okay.
Got that going on. We've got our grand gala coming up. We've got dueling pianos at the Grand.
When is that?
October 14th.
October 14th.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. So
tickets available for that?
That's going to be a... Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Where can I get tickets for that?
Well, at about 10:30, if you go to northfieldchamber.com/events.
Excellent.
And if you are, we also launched a brand new Visit Northfield website for tourism. And it's beautiful. Newger Communication was a big help at putting that forward. And so if you get a chance, go to visitnorthfield.com. I believe visitnorthfield.org will take you to the same place.
Okay.
Lisa was smart like that.
Yes, she's like a sharp cookie that way.
So so that was amazing. That was just launched last week. And so we're just getting the word out on that. What else? We are partnering with the League of Women Voters for election platforms.
Very good.
Learning a lot more about that this afternoon. I've got a meeting coming up with Alyssa Melby.
Okay.
Who is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing human
talk
being.
About sharp cookies.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to talk about that. So I'll have some of that for the membership. Membership picnic, if you are a member. We've got an appreciation picnic on Thursday.
All right.
Thank you. Wednesday, we still have room. Randy Yoder is doing a presentation, a luncheon at Ruth's on Stafford with regards to employee retention.
Ooh.
Called the Identity Iceberg. Because when I see you, Rich, I see a radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have so many avenues, so many branches, in addition to being a radio personality. And the employers need to take a lot of that into consideration, because the people don't no longer separate work from personal life. It's
as much as I would like to.
Right? It's just you live. What you do,
you
do.
It is. It's true.
So I think Kirk and I do too. Mm-hmm. It's, you don't just go home at five. So it's about identifying your employee as a whole and what you can do to help their work situation be comfortable, be acknowledged, be respected, and Ruth is an amazing cook.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
She is. Kirk just reminded me, too, we've got Lisa Peterson again, put together our first ever leadership class. It was called Leadership Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 9-month session, a cohort of up to 20 people. We meet once a month, and it's for leaders, future leaders, future shakers, movers, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and shakers. And we bring in people from, you know, Chief Elliott came and spoke, mm-hmm. hospital came and spoke, mm-hmm. the Historical Society, the Art Guild, Rice County Social Services, a leadership coach, a Toastmasters coach, just to name a few. And Lisa's going to be involved again.
Well, that's good. That's great.
And that's going to start third week in September. So I got to get moving on that.
I heard great things about that that last year. There were some people who were really, really, really happy with that. So that's great.
I have heard the same thing, and I'm hoping that the same speakers are willing to do it again this year.
Right.
So that's, thank you.
So Jane, you'll be starting a new class in September?
Yep. Brand new cohort of people.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, Kirk Mullenbrook, thank you for being the guinea pig on the relaunch of Chamber Chat. We do appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us for.
Well, thank you very much, Rich and Jane. It was a pleasure to sit and visit with you for a little bit and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. And Jane, I'm going to look forward to doing this with you the third Tuesday of every month.
Yes.
Moving forward.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate this. And thanks, Kirk. And we'll evaluate this when we're done.
All right. Folks, we will be back again sometime, third Tuesday in September. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.
This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Bartho. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month for another look at the Northfield business community. I had the radio on. I was driving.